First up this Monday, the United Nations, the United States, and the United Kingdom are all calling for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen. The conflict started last year in the Middle Eastern country between Houthi rebels who drove out Yemen's president last year and the forces that support Yemen's president. Other countries are involved too. Iran supports the Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia and some other nearby nations support the Yemeni government. Part of the reason why global tensions are heating up over Yemen. An American warship in the Red Sea has apparently been targeted several times from missiles that the U.S. says were launched from Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. They've all missed the USS Mason, but the ship responded last week by launching missiles of its own aimed at three Houthi radar sites. America believes these sites were used to target the USS Mason. Next story, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets over the Iraqi city of Mosul this weekend. Their message, don't panic, but stay at home, seal up your windows and doors, and avoid the ISIS terrorists who control Mosul. The reason, forces led by Iraq and supported by the U.S. were advancing toward the city. The background, ISIS took over Mosul in 2014. Today, it is ISIS's last stronghold in Iraq. For more than 15 months, Iraqi forces have been getting ready for the battle to take Mosul back. But a CNN correspondent in Iraq says it's likely to be a messy and prolonged fight. In advance of it, witnesses said on Sunday that airstrikes destroyed one of the main bridges leading to Mosul.